It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senator Joe Manchin went on Fox News Sunday, the first episode in the post-Chris Wallace era, with a screw you to his party and the American people for the holidays.
I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
You're done. This is a no.
This is a no on this legislation. I have tried everything I know to do.
Yep, Joe Manchin proclaiming he will not vote for President Biden's Build Back Better bill, which would expand the social safety net and fight climate change. The White House and leading congressional Democrats have been negotiating with Manchin to seek his support, which they need in order to push the bill through the evenly divided Senate. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Manchin was reneging on a promise with his, quote, sudden and inexplicable reversal, noting that as recently as Tuesday, he had pledged to work out a compromise with the White House. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sent a Dear Colleague letter to his caucus explaining that he'll still bring the Build Back Better bill to the floor after Congress returns in January, quote, and we will keep voting until we get something done, he said. He added that as early as the first week back, the Senate will also consider voting rights legislation, noting that such bills have been obstructed by Republican filibusters in the past. Schumer's letter stated that, quote, if they continue to abuse the filibuster and prevent the body from considering this bill, the Senate will then consider changes to any rules which prevent us from debating and reaching final conclusion on important legislation. Moving on to crisis number two. The United States is likely to face record numbers of new coronavirus infections and hospitalizations as the Omicron variant spreads explosively. That's the message being conveyed by the top medical authorities, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, who said on CNN this weekend that the extraordinary transmissibility of this new strain will cause a significant stress on some hospitals, quote, particularly in those areas where you have a low level of vaccination. Francis Collins, the director of National Institutes of Health, said on Sunday that the nation could soon see a million new Omicron cases a day. That's way more than the record of about 250,000 new daily cases set in January. Although it was unclear how many of these new cases would require hospitalization, the warnings are severe. And to underscore the situation, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker both said on Sunday that they had tested positive. Warren, who lost her older brother to the virus in May of 2020, is fully vaccinated and boosted. She said she's experiencing mild symptoms and credited the vaccine and boost for preventing her from more severe illness. The holidays may be almost here, but democracy is still on the line. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger said Sunday that the House Select Committee investigating the actions on January 6th are looking into whether former President Donald Trump committed a crime with his involvement in the deadly riot. Kinzinger is one of two Republican members on the committee that's been probing the attack of the Capitol earlier this year, including Trump's involvement in the episode. Separately, Stop the Steal leader Ali Alexander has handed over thousands of text messages and communication records to the House committee that includes his interactions with certain members of Congress and Trump's inner circle leading up to the riot. Alexander is a central figure for investigators seeking to understand how the rallies on January 6th were funded, organized, promoted, and eventually erupted into an attack on the Capitol. Three big trials appear to be wrapping up this week, just in time for the holidays. First, after 3 months of testimony from 32 witnesses, the criminal fraud case of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is now in the hands of the jury. Holmes faces 9 counts of wire fraud, 2 counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. The jury is 8 men and 4 women. They've got to decide whether Holmes knowingly misled investors, doctors, and patients about her startup business in order to take their money, while falsely claiming to have revolutionized blood testing. If convicted, Holmes faces up to 20 years in prison. Closing arguments in Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial began Monday morning in a federal courtroom in downtown Manhattan. 12 days of testimony offered a rare window into the life of her and her longtime companion, Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell is the daughter of a British media mogul, was once a fixture in New York City's social scene, and now faces six counts stemming from what prosecutors say was her role in facilitating the sexual exploitation and abuse of teenage girls and young women by Epstein between 1994 and 2004. Maxwell, who didn't testify in her own defense, faces a maximum sentence of 70 years if convicted on all counts. And finally, closing arguments also began Monday morning in the trial of Kim Potter. She's the former Minneapolis police officer charged with manslaughter after shooting and killing Dante Wright, saying she mistook her service revolver for her taser. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.